Noah's Gold by Frank Cottrell Boyce, read by Finian Garbutt.
Dear Noah, just to be clear, you cannot carry on living on that island eating nothing but rabbits and blackberries. You need to get on and fix the internet. You broke it. You fix it. When it's fixed, then we can come and get you. Not before. Because until then, there's no buses, no trains, no boats, and no petrol. Although, in case you've forgotten, we don't have a car anymore. We can't save you until you've saved us all. Regards, Mum and Dad.
Noah Moriarty created Wee Word Group Noah's Gold. Noah added Eve to the group. Eve. Why is this called Noah's Gold? Noah. Just thinking about our island. Eve. And? Noah. All the letters from when we were bus wrecked. I've tied them in bundles and put them under your duvet. Read them again. Don't let anyone else read them. Not yet. Because, well, just read them. Eve. And don't forget the map, plus the recipe and police stuff. Noah. Trust me, there's something seriously rogue in there. Eve. Okay, shall I read them now? I'll read them now. Map. Island of Aranor. Our island. 1. Our beach. 2. Sea View Cottage. 3. Phone box and post box. 4. The only road. 5. Ur waterfall. 6. Puka pile. 7. The wreck of the minibus. 8. Garnet rock. 9. Impregnable bay. 10. Rocks like teeth. 11. Furious yellow and wasp nest. 12. Unexpected lighthouse. 13. The caravan of mystery. 14. Normal birds. 15. Shark Bay. 16. I. Watson Gandhi's shop. 17. The jetty and bad signs. 18. Big black rocks. Off out to sea, America and High Brazil. This way. Probably.
Friday. Breakfast menu. Choice of historic sandwiches, cheese and Rice Krispies, or peanut butter and grated carrot.
Letter 1. To the Moriarty family. 35 Glenarm Terrace, Limavady. Dear Mum, Dad and baby Isabella. Good surprise finding that letter from you on the doorstep this morning. Thanks. I didn't know they even had post on uninhabited islands. There is a postbox here, so I'll drop this letter in it when I've finished and see what happens. Not sure it'll work. Like everything else on the island, it looks like no one has used it for about 1 million years. I've drawn you this map in case it comes in handy when you do come to rescue us. Which I hope will be soon, because being honest, there's only so much wild food you can eat. Ryland Scally keeps mentioning that when people run out of food on uninhabited islands, they usually end up eating each other. I'd like to avoid that if at all possible. You sound upset about the internet being broken. I didn't break it on purpose. Being honest, I thought you wouldn't even mind. Dad, you're always saying people spend too much time looking at their screens and not enough time looking at the actual world. You're right there. People definitely rely on their screens too much. For example, Mr. Merriman relied on a sat-nav to take his Year 9 geography group to the Orinoco Wonder Warehouse in Letterkenny. That sat-nav did not take him where he wanted to go. It took him here, to an uninhabited island, which is a very, very different packet of crisps from a super storage and delivery depot. For instance, the Wonder Warehouse is located in the historic market town of Letterkenny.